Hello, my name is Sabine, Sabine from FIBA. Today I would like to answer the question, can I afford a real estate with my net income? Again, a very simple question. The answer is not that easy again. So, what is your net income? Is it only your net income? Is it your Kindergeld on top? Is it the income of your wife? So this question has to be answered, but then further on, it is not the net income which you have on your books. It is the available income at the end. So at the end, it also has to be answered, how many kids do you have? Do you have any debts? Do you have, for instance, high consumer debts with a very short tenor? Because then you have a very high monthly burden. This decreases your income available for real estate rate. And then it is again the question, with which bank would we go? There are banks who calculate higher life holding costs and higher costs for real estate and lower ones. But the main point is very often not what can I afford, it is more what would you like to afford? How much would you like to afford from your income? So there are banks who will never go over 50% of the net income, which is a lot. But then the question is again, it is not the 50%. It is at the end, how much is your net income? If you have a very high net income, then 50% is very high. If you have a lower income, 50% is a little bit lower. However, you do not have so much space to move on in between. So there is a pretty simple process. We can do a budget process. This is a little bit number crunching. It's at the end poor mathematics, and there comes a buying price. In the buying price, it's again, what kind of real estate do you buy? Do you buy with an agent? So you have also the agent fee. Do you buy a new house from the builder? So you do not have agent fee, but you have on the fees on the total price, or do you build by yourself and you have the costs only on the price of the land? So you see, it's again very confusing in the end. So I would suggest give me a call, give me a mail, and we will do the budgeting process together, and then probably you understand what I mean. I wish you a nice day. It's Sabine, Sabine from FIBA. Bye.